Hi everyone, it's Derek from the iReady podcast here, and this is my reaction to the 2-0 loss against Celtic at home today. Frustration, disappointment, anger, all of the above really. It wasn't a 2-0 game, I didn't feel. The scoreline flattered Celtic, absolutely, but we were so frustrating today. There's not a lot I can really talk about in terms of clear-cut chances before for either team, really, because there really wasn't any in this game. It was a midfield battle, and we broke down at the final third every single time, choosing the wrong option, wanting to have the perfect goal and taking the one pass too many. Don't get me wrong, Celtic defended well, and they done their job in frustrating us in the final third today, but we should be better than that, and I think for today, Gerrard has got to carry the can for today with what I think is going to be universally seen as a ludicrous starting lineup. We know Celtic's weaknesses, their back line, their whole back line, especially the wide area, are really, really weak. We played no wingers in our starting lineup today. For 12 games, we had a tried and tested method of beating teams, yet we play no wingers. It was quite clear that we're setting up to go right through the middle all the time, and yeah, there's a point to that, but at the same time, there was no second option if that didn't pan out, which it turned out that it never panned out in the game. So we were left for the whole first half really frustrated. We had no second option. We had no variables to go on. We couldn't go down the wing because we had no out and out wingers, and Celtic frustrated us, and it was really poor set up today from Gerrard. So I'm afraid that he's got this one completely wrong today. In the game itself, in the first half, I don't think we played as bad as a lot of people are saying on Twitter. I felt we controlled a lot of the game. I felt some of our interplay was outstanding, but it broke down in the final third, which is where you've got to score the goals and get the final ball in. And we were diabolical at that today. Set pieces, final balls, breaking down Celtic's defence. And again, I'm not going to heap too much praise on them. They done their job. They frustrated us. Ultimately, we couldn't score. And we couldn't capitalise on anything that Celtic done in terms of mistakes. They made a few mistakes throughout the passage of the game. We put them under a bit of pressure. Yet, we didn't capitalise on it. And that's always a feature. Yet, the opposition capitalised on our mistake, which obviously came on the 31st minute of the game, when absolutely out of nothing, Goldson gives the ball away high into our half on the right-hand side. The ball was played forward, ended up at Edouard, who took the ball into the box and slotted it past McGregor. McGregor, I don't know if could he have been in a better position, could he have got down sooner, could he have came out sooner, potentially, but the defence has got to do its job, and Goldson tried to play a ball out in a non-event of a position was really, really poor, and once again, we get punished for our mistakes, and it's poor, it happens time and time again. It clearly needed some changes at half-time. We made a change where Kamara came off and Ojo came on, and almost instantly it seemed to, I don't know if it was the hairdryer treatment or the change or a bit of both, but we did come out the traps a lot better, and we were going down the wings, we were getting a lot more outlet, we were actually getting balls across, but the deliveries were shit, and that's been the problem. Celtic were mopping up everything. Defoe came off on the 59th minute, Morelos came on. Our probably arguably best chance came of the game came in that just as soon as he came on, he had a first touch on the right hand side, plays it on the outside of the defender, he cuts inside, collects the ball again, runs forward and hits a shot, but it went well wide of the target, he had shanked it wide. Had he maybe looked up and not got that rush of blood ahead, Arfield was in the middle waiting there with pretty much just about an empty net to shoot into. Yeah, just came on, understandable, but you've got to, you know, temper things like that, and a bit poor from Morelos there, but it was indicative of the way we were all game, just choosing the wrong option. You know, the final ball was shit, the shots were shit, everything in the final third was shit today. Made our final change in the 69th minute, Aribo came off and Jones came on, and again, it did give us that, you know, another bit of outlet, and, you know, we did have a wee bit more of the play, but again, nothing was coming off for us. Obviously, going into the final minutes of the game, we had to push up, we had to go for it, as we were doing. A lot of possession play, but again, coming to nothing. And Celtic hit us in a quick counter-attack and scored on the 92nd minute. It was launched long by McGregor from an offside decision we got. We had committed everyone forward. Celtic managed to clear it. It was a quick break. Hayes got the ball on the edge of the box, hits a shot, saved by McGregor. Hayes collects a rebound and then managed to put it into the back of the net. We were losing 1-0. We had to go for it. We committed men, you lost the goal. And absolutely, it wasn't a 2-0 game for Celtic. Did Celtic do enough to win the game? Well, clearly, they capitalised on our mistake, and they capitalised when we had committed everyone forward. But ultimately, I think a draw would have been a fairer result because Celtic really never done anything other than score the two goals. That's the name of the game, I suppose. But at the same time, they really never really put us under major pressure. They forced McGregor into a couple of saves with his feet, but I wouldn't say they were clear out and out chances. So really disappointing. To add insult to injury, Jones got a red card on the 96th minute. Can't really have any complaints about the tackle, to be honest. It was a lunge at the touchline, an on-event of a ball he was going for, and he clearly taken the player out, got all of the man and none of the ball. However, counter that with there was a few challenges by Celtic. Beaton let a lot go in the game, especially in the 9th minute, where there was an absolute shocking challenge by Callum McGregor, and because we had retained possession for so long before the ball stopped, he never even got a booking. So I think that was, you know, worthy of a booking. Was it as bad of a challenge as Jones? Well, potentially, but nothing was given. Jack was maybe a wee bit fortunate not to receive a card as well, because he went in for a 50-50, got the ball, but he showed a lot of the boot as well. So we may be fortunate in that one, but beating the referee let a lot go today, and he maybe could have clamped down a lot, but that's just another by the by. It was really frustrating today, really disappointing, and a bit of anger got to be in there as well because of the way we set up. And in terms of the players today, there was a lot right, but there was a hell of a lot wrong as well today. We were committed, absolutely. However, some of the passing when it came to the crunch was off. There was a lot of committed challenges and a lot of great football skill on show today from us. But when it really mattered, we never done the job, and that's what's going to, you know, go down as a failure for me. So we go into the international break, disappointing, obviously, losing the game, 3 points behind Celtic in the league now. But I think we've got to remember, as disappointing as it is today, we have got a lot of football to play. You remember last season when we were on the ascendancy going into the international break, or into the winter break, after beating Celtic at Ibrox, and then we threw it away. Things are going to change. They're going to chop and change all season, I think. They're going to lose games, we're going to lose games, and we just need to keep the heat, I think. As disappointing as it is today, there'll be a lot of frustration out there and a lot of anger. Just remember, it's a long season. We've got things to work on, absolutely. And, you know, we, unfortunately, using that Warburton phrase, we go again. Dave and I will be back doing a podcast on Wednesday. Hopefully that'll either be out Wednesday evening or it'll be Thursday morning. We'll see if I can get it edited in time. As ever, if you want to check us out on our website, go to iReadyPodcast.wordpress.com, and there you can find all the links to all of our stuff there. So thanks for listening, and goodbye.